My name is Jack Salava. I'm an executive officer and presently the acting state executive director for Kansas.
All right, sir, and a lot of wildfire damage and damage to cattle and cattle operations. Bring us up to date on what is happening out west and in your area as well.
Well, the wildfires that we had in Kansas last week covered a number of counties, and particular some areas of the state were hardest hit, but we did have around 20, 23 counties in that area that reported wildfire damages during that time. This most severe hit area is down in the Clark, Comanche, Meade, in that area of Kansas, and particularly in Clark County, that's where they've had some very devastating losses, not only the grassland burning, but livestock in the area were killed by the fire or were so badly injured that now they're being put down. The numbers, we don't have those really solid, but we understand they're, you know, in the thousands, and it is a very large loss for many producers in that area. Not only that, but they've lost feed supplies that burned up, also their fences destroyed by the intense heat of the fire. So definitely some very large losses that were affected in that area. But we did have other areas of Kansas that had fires too, not as large, where that one was hundreds of thousands of acres. We did have some that were, you know, 10,000 acres or some even smaller than that, just, you know, maybe 1,000 acres. But they also had individuals who suffered some severe losses, lost hay, had a loss of livestock. But we are looking at that area down there in Clark and Comanche and wanting to set up a public meeting that we will cover what we can do to help. But we're partnering with a number of our other areas, I guess, agencies and associations, organizations that are providing assistance there right now. And we plan to have a meeting with them on March the 22nd. At the Ashland High School Gymnasium, and that will be at 2 o'clock p.m. We want to cover our programs. They also will be providing information about the support they're giving. Some of them are involved with hay donations and assisting with the destroying of livestock and property burial of those. So we're all partnering together and we'll provide information at that meeting.
Jack, are the fires over?
From what we understand, they're contained, I believe. I'm not the official expert on that area, but I don't think that there's wildfires, you know, presently on the move or anything like that in that area. We did get a report yesterday that down in Oklahoma, they were still reporting some of the wildfire area down there was not yet contained. But I can't give you a real answer on that one for Kansas, if there is areas where they're still having some fire that, you know, could flare up again or something like that.
Okay. Well, and you mentioned Oklahoma, and certainly these fires were in, I believe, 4 states, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Texas, and a lot of damage and a lot of ag pulling together. But you're going to share with us some USDA information. Is this information that can apply across all states in terms of what producers need to do to get some type of recovery?
Well, yes, all those that are affected by the fires might be eligible for these programs. There's some that takes a declaration that has to go through some formal channels and get to Washington for an approval. But they probably had as extensive losses as we did in Kansas, and I expect they would have the, you know, the same result, is that they would be seeking those kinds of things. The one I'm referring to is our emergency loan program. For it to be put into place, there has to be a declaration of some type of disaster. In our case, we've had physical losses, which would necessitate that we would send this in for an administrator's lost declaration, and we've presently sent that in. So we're waiting that to come back, and would expect that that there would be substantial losses, and that would support implementing the emergency loan program. There's other programs that we have that we'll be putting into effect down here in that area where we had the livestock losses. We have a livestock indemnity program, I should say. It compensates producers for livestock death due to natural disasters. And basically, we're going to compensate 75% of what the national average price is for livestock of that type or weight. There's a lot of requirements on that program that requires that we have a starting inventory for that producer, and then the amount of death loss that they have, and of course their ending inventory now. So this is going to require that those livestock producers put together the documentation that supports the number that they had on hand, and also those death losses. So it was very important that producers get that documentation. Photographs are great. Also, if we get certifications from veterinarians or others who are third parties to certify of the death losses, all that is going to help support their claims for the benefits they're entitled to because of these disasters.
Okay, so they need to make sure that all the details are captured so that they're ready. How long does it take for, once you request the emergency loans, for that to actually be granted? Like, what are we talking about? A month, weeks, or what?
Well, there is a process we have to go through. And when they do the emergency loan applications, those usually take a, you know, we have a goal to try to get those done within 45 days. It all depends on the workload that we have going on. Also, the information that we would have to gather to support their losses that they had that they're claiming they want to get a loan on. All that takes a little bit of time, but you know, we would anticipate trying to get those done as quickly as possible and having the funds put back in their hands so that they can go about doing their rebuilding. I did want to mention some other programs that we offer too.
Okay.
And one of them is we're anticipating we'll have a big demand down in this area where the wildfires were so hot, they destroyed fences, burned out all the corners, and in fact, the wire is probably not even usable anymore. So we're going to see a lot of rebuilding of fences in the area. And we have an emergency conservation program that's available that we will assist with the recovery or the replacement of the cost anyway of putting in those fences. This one is one that's depends on the availability of funds that we have from our Washington office. We're told right now that we should have adequate funding for this program, and it will provide a roughly about a 75% cost share for putting these fences back in again. We partner with the Natural Resources Conservation Service program. Our service when we put this agency, when we put the fences back in, that they provide the specifications for what needs to be done on the fence, how it needs to be built, what standards need to have. So that's important too, that when the producer goes to put the fence back in, they do it according to these standards. And so again, this is one of these places where they need to be checking with their local offices, go to the NRCS office and ask for those standards. And also when we have our application forms, that they need to go to the Farm Service Agency office and ask to apply for that program. We had producers who had a lot of hay that lot was burned up too. And we do provide some assistance to compensate producers for part of that forage loss due to the fires where their hay supplies would have been destroyed. This requires some documentation from the producer, but that's that information. What they need is they can go to the local county office there and ask for assistance, and they will provide them with the forms they need to fill out and explain what documentation is needed.
Okay. I think you answered my question. When something like this happens, a disaster, it's very, it's disconcerting on many levels, but having a one-stop shop where you can get help, such as the Farm Service Agency offices, is great. Now, will they be directed, let's say, you said they need to go to NRCS, will FSA kind of help them figure it all out and then point them in that direction, or do they have to on their own go to how would you recommend they start this process?
I think on the fence building, they should go to the FSA office first and make their application, then check with NRCS for the standards that are needed. I'm covering the programs that FSA offers here, but there are other programs that are available, and NRCS does have some assistance maybe on livestock wells or facilities that might have burned for their water supplies, things like that. So NRCS does have some programs too to help them get back up on their feet.
Yeah, and you guys work closely enough together that if they start by going to FSA, you can kind of guide them a little bit in terms of what else they might get by stopping it at an NRCS office as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And I did want to mention too that there are payment limitations that are set up for our programs, and some of these apply to the programs we are offering for disaster assistance. Many times these are sufficient to cover the amounts of losses that someone might have had, but some of these are large ranches that have extensive, number of cattle, hay, things like that, fence, and the limitations, for example, for the livestock and then me program, and for the one that replaces the feed, we call that the ELAP program. They have a $125,000 payment limitation for program year limit. In some cases, that might be adequate for some producers, but in some cases, we anticipate that limit's going to be hit. It's just one of the things that's built into the law.
Okay, so it's something to know ahead of time.
Yeah.
In terms of, disasters, I know all the assessments haven't been done yet, but how does this rank?
Well, yeah, as far as how we would compare it to one that we just had a year ago, the Anderson Creek wildfire, that one did not have as many livestock losses. We did deal with a lot of fence losses in that area. That was where we stepped in to provide a lot of assistance, was rebuilding fences under the Emergency Conservation Program. The livestock losses there were, we did have some, but I don't know, because of the winds, the way they moved around, or the livestock were able to get around too, maybe, we didn't see as many. In this case, the fire was going so fast and hot, it overtake many of the livestock, and they were lost. So the numbers are really high on losses for livestock this year. The area that burned, this is supposed to be, I understand, a larger area than the wildfire that we had at Anderson Creek. So it's if it's setting a record, it's bigger for that one fire. And then also what seemed unusual was the number of fires that were reported all across the state on that same day or several days there. We do have fire start from various things. Things get away from someone or a spark or something, but it seemed extraordinary that we had 22 counties reporting they had wildfires, and it just sprung up all over. The wind really fanned it.
Yeah, as if it was just skipping across the state, and conditions are pretty dry across the state as well, right?
Yes, yeah. We've got certain areas that they're into the drought index is showing that they're getting very dry and definitely need some rain.
So Jack, the danger really isn't over in terms of additional fires, correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Yes, we certainly need to watch that here until we do get enough moisture and get the ground soaked up a little bit and get into the summer months here, I guess.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for all this good information, and I will be happy to share it. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think I've covered everything of all of our programs here I wanted to mention. There's certainly a lot of assistance going there to the wildfire area in Clark and Comanche and other areas from a lot of other organizations too. And we're all concerned about those producers, the livestock producers, the farmers who've lost buildings, who've lost livestock. Our job is to try to help them as much as we can, and that's what our employees in those county offices want to do. They've worked with these individuals for many years, and now they've seen these severe losses, and we'll do whatever we can to help them out.